Archers for the week 24 to 29 October 2004.
We find Alice being piggy amidst the fertile fields of Ambridge.
We'll soon have the stone out.
I've got the hoof pick. Do you want me...
No, no, you hold the bridle, Alice. I'll get it out.
Spinners use the vine.
Yeah. Polly must have picked it up by the gate out in Leader's Wood. It's all right. It's all right, old boy. There's all those chippings around the post. There it is.
It was a good ride, though.
Yeah, wasn't it? Jam right between the frog and the shoe.
Can you get it out?
Oh, yeah. That's it. That's it.
Good boy.
It was the tiniest piece of gravel, but very uncomfortable, eh, darling?
Do you want me to take his bridle off?
Oh, please. I'll do the saddle when I've caught my breath. Ooh. So, are you going to ring Darren?
Damien.
Whatever the hunky fellow calls himself.
He's not that good looking.
No.
Keep still, boy. He's nothing special.
Special enough to want to see him again?
Not really. Well, maybe.
So why not ring him?
I don't mind doing the saddle as well.
Go on then. You've got quicker fingers than me.
I'm not ringing him because I've already asked him out.
To the ice skating?
Yes.
Well, that doesn't count.
Why not?
He said that was a casual invitation to all your friends thrown out at the end of a party.
So?
He won't have realised you were inviting him in particular.
He should have got the hint.
Oh, maybe he has.
He hasn't texted saying if he's coming or not. Or rung or anything.
Perhaps he's simply going to turn up.
I'll ignore him if he does. It was obvious I was sort of asking him out.
Oh, Alice, darling, men and boys can be amazingly stupid.
Yeah, I know.
Now you can have some water, darling. Go on.
That's why I don't fancy Damien anymore. He's thick.
You've got to treat them differently. Obviously, you can't let them trample over you.
Oh, no way.
But equally, when they get something wrong, like, like not taking a hint.
Well, everyone else knew what I was doing.
Or not telling you something that they should have told you. Don't overreact.
I'm not going to.
If you're too sharp-tongued, you risk driving them away.
I don't care.
Yes, 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 but when you've cooled down and you do want to talk to them again...
Honestly, I'm not bothered.
Yeah, I know, but if you were, and say you'd left a couple of messages and you still hadn't heard, you'd start worrying, wouldn't you?
If I had done, maybe.
Of course, then you don't know if he's got the messages.
Auntie Lily...
And he's simply ignoring you, if it's something else altogether and you ought to ring again.
It's not like that with me, Damien. I don't really fancy him.
No, I'm only saying, Alice, if it was like that.
Keep them coming.
On you go.
Hello. How are you getting on?
Oh, slowly but surely.
And you?
It's been such a wet year, trying to avoid foot problems. Keep going.
I've left the yoghurt pots with Pip. Thanks, Jill. They'll be perfect for the fat balls.
She's really taking Feed the Birds Day seriously, isn't she?
And the next. It'll help keep her busy over half term.
Don't stop going into the pen.
Anyway, I'd best let you get on.
Oh, it's all right. We've had plenty of company already.
Oh, yes.
And you.
Yeah, Linda.
Well, trying to press Gang David into a Christmas carol. Again?
Well, she's still three short for her cast. Dick Wilkins and,
Scrooge's nephew, Fred, and someone else.
You were persuaded?
No.
Go.
But I turned her down very tactfully, given how insistent she was.
Theatricals are all the same, aren't they? Fanatical.
That sums Linda up nicely.
Elizabeth's been telling me about Julia's greatest fan.
Douglas somebody.
Prendergast, that's him.
Keep him coming.
He got a short thank you note from Julia last week and wrote reams back by return of post.
Don't just stand there.
He's completely smitten with her.
Well, there's no accounting for taste.
Elizabeth says Julia's very flattered.
I hope I've still got people making a fuss of me when I'm 80.
Oh, I'll take you to bingo once a week, if you're lucky.
Thanks.
Go on. You've heard about Peggy's 80th, do?
Keep going. Is this some at Grey Gables?
The main one, yes. I promised Jenny I'd go over this afternoon to help plan it.
Move on, will you?
In fact, it's time I was there.
Well, you know where to bring any more yoghurt pots during the week.
Will do. And Ruth, would I be right in thinking that nasty cough's finally started to clear up?
Tony's already told her about the meal for the family.
Gran really likes the idea.
And that's here on the 12th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless she was being polite. It's not very exciting for an 80th birthday, is it?
Well, the party at Grey Gables is the exciting part.
Oh, I guess so.
And that's on the Sunday. And it's to be a surprise, so no one's to let Mum know.
Well, don't look at me, Jenny. Jack's the one you've got to stop blabbing.
Oh, he's bound to tell Gran.
Not if he doesn't know himself.
So, we're not telling him either?
Well, I think it's best kept secret from both of them, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Jack's lost all sense of discretion. Trouble he caused last week.
How?
Opening his mouth on a certain subject.
Oh, Lillian?
I suppose I should be grateful, given that everyone else was keeping stum about it.
What do you mean?
Oh, it doesn't matter, Alice. Now, we've got to decide what's happening at the party.
You weren't serious about asking Tommy Croker Jr. to play?
Well, not the whole band, only the little, you know, the trio he has.
Well, they're just as dreadful.
Here, here.
Well, Mum and Jack like them.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Jill.
Brian, let me in.
Hi.
You come to join the plotters?
Yes, please.
Jill, now, where do you stand on Tommy Croker Jr.?
Anywhere you like, as long as it stops him playing.
Sorry.
We're discussing the music for Gran's birthday bash.
Oh, well, I'm not sure.
Perhaps we'd better forget Tommy Croker.
Hooray. Yes.
I did have one idea to suggest for the party.
What's that?
I was talking to Chris after church this morning about their new bungalow.
Oh, I noticed it's well on the way.
About time, too.
It's ages since the police house burnt down.
Oh, yes. And naturally, Chris started talking about the fire again.
I can't see her ever forgetting it.
But she said what a tremendous comfort the photograph album's been to her and George.
Oh, good.
Album? The one we put together from our own collections.
You know, when they lost all their photos.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Mm-hmm. And you think we should do the same for Mum?
If we put something nice together, we could present it to her at Grey Gables.
Cool.
It's only a thought.
Yeah, well, we'd have to choose carefully. It's no good giving Mum snaps she's already got.
No. We need to hunt out some of the more obscure ones. Mm.
And if we found enough, we could put her whole life in an album.
Oh, Gran would love that.
Oh, it's a marvellous idea, Jill.
Say, it was Chris who put me onto it.
And I'd be happy to collate it all.
I'll help. I love going through old photos.
You must have a few rarities, Lillian.
Yeah, I suspect so.
We want some recent ones as well, to bring it up to date.
Recent ones? Well, you don't expect me to look cheerful in them.
Whoa, steady on. Give us a chance to unroll the veil.
Oh, look at them, they're dancing.
Typical Herefords. They might not be so playful if they knew why we're checking them out.
It'll be a month yet before we send any more to the abattoir.
That's it, all in a new straw.
It's a question of which three we send.
You sure three will be enough?
Yeah, for the extra Christmas
tree. Oh, you're probably right. Well, there's quite a few possibilities amongst this lot.
They're all coming on pretty well.
Here, look, this one. I was looking at her.
She's good.
Yeah. And that steer in the corner there.
Yeah.
Do you think Jill's right?
Hey?
About me cough.
Oh, definitely. It's been a lot better the last couple of days.
I slept right through last night.
I'm sure you're on the mend.
I think so. All the same, until I get the actual result of the x-ray.
Yeah, sure.
I know it's only another 2 or 3 days, but...
Yeah.
Hey, you're right about the steer. Look at the back end on him.
Yeah, great confirmation.
Oh, I haven't shown you yet, have I?
What?
The sales leaflet, laying out all the cuts and prices we're offering.
Oh, have you finished it?
Well, you were helping Sam with the milking.
And did all the info fit on?
Eventually. Oh, there's a nice picture of one of these grazing contentedly.
Mmm, very slick.
I'll show you when we go in. I'm quite proud of it.
Oh, now they've gone, I'd better start thinking about supper.
You don't want me to clear off as well, Jenny?
Of course not. You can help me prepare it if you like.
Oh, no thanks. Oh, I haven't got the heart to be messing around in the kitchen.
Oh, come on. It's only since Friday.
Friday lunchtime. It's over 2 days and I haven't heard a peep since.
And that's a busy man.
No, it's not that. You weren't there at the ball.
Well, you didn't say anything unforgivable.
It was the way I said it. It was too smart for my own good.
Ah, from what you told me, you were very moderate under the circumstances.
I was so annoyed he hadn't told me himself.
Well, yes.
But everyone else knew Yvette was divorcing him.
Perhaps I should have said something. It's a horrible feeling being the last to know.
But I was wrong to get angry with him.
Well, I don't think so.
No, I was. I know I was.
You had every right to be upset.
Oh, Jenny, just think about what Matt's going through. Yvette'll be giving him hell at home.
Yeah, don't imagine it'll be very pleasant for him.
The last thing he needs is another angry woman having a go.
Perhaps not.
No, I was. Winding him up. Nothing to tell me, Matt.
But it's not as though you ended up shouting at each other.
No, not at all.
Finished our meal perfectly properly. Slightly awkward, nothing more.
There you are, then.
But as soon as he finished his coffee, he was off, straight back to work.
It's not surprising on a Friday.
No mention of meeting up again. He hasn't spoken to me since, Jenny.
But you phoned him?
Yeah, I left a message yesterday. Two. And another one this morning. Still nothing.
Oh, he'll probably ring later.
Oh, I don't know. See, I've been asking myself, why now, all weekend?
What do you mean?
Well, why is Yvette divorcing him now? That might never hit in our relationship.
No.
And if anything, I've seen less of him since she came back from Canada than before, so... So why now?
Did Matt give you a reason?
He said she was fed up of never seeing him. She'd had enough of his working hours.
And you don't think that's plausible?
Well, it seems very thin to me. Especially when there's another possibility.
Oh?
What if he's got someone else?
Another mistress?
Oh, do you have to use that word?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's so Victorian, so unkind.
I don't mean to be unkind, Lillian. I'm sorry.
He mixes with so... What does he call them? Young sweeties. Secretaries, you know. Temps.
And you think that
he's... What if one of them snared him?
Oh, I don't think that's very likely.
Well, why not? He's quite a catch.
Matt?
And these days, the fact he's already in a relationship will mean nothing to them. So, maybe now he's getting shot at Yvette. Wants to get rid of me as well.
No.
Well, why not?
Oh, he cares about you, doesn't he?
I know he used to.
Oh, but of course he does.
But he hasn't rung me all weekend. He's got my home number, my mobile.
It's only been a couple of days.
I played it all wrong on Friday, Jenny. I was so determined to be clever and he didn't like it. He must have felt I was pushing him away. And I didn't mean to. Oh, it's the last thing I wanted.
Oh, come on, Lillian. Don't upset yourself.
I can't help it. What if I've lost him for good?
Kenton's got a burning ambition.
Of course, my rights, I shouldn't be doing this.
It's much appreciated.
I was going to spend a day working on me words for the Christmas carol.
Oh, we're really grateful, Joe. Aren't we, Daniel?
Yes.
Oh, and Mary would say the same if her mouth wasn't full of chocolate. Wouldn't you, Mary?
Yes.
Yes, well, didn't go at all well last night.
Oh, no?
And this now said I hadn't got under Snuggy's skin yet. And that's what she said.
Oh, I thought you'd be utterly convincing as an old miser.
No. Maybe stay behind until I've got to immerse myself in the role.
Oh, yeah. Hey, keep still, Mary. Don't want you falling out.
Reminded me all about this method acting business.
And stop jumping about, Danny.
Sorry.
It was by Marlene Brando and such like.
Hmm?
That's what I ought to be doing, no? So, ferrying you lot round to collect firewood.
Joe, Mary's so excited about Bonfire Night.
Oh, well, that's just maybe.
You see, it's celebrated in New Zealand as well, but she's too young to remember any she's seen there.
Yeah, go past, go clear.
So, you see, I want to make the Ambridge Bonfire special. You know, get her involved in every stage.
Yeah, nothing to stop you gathering the firewood in the car, is it?
Thing is, Mary's a bit jealous of Jamie spending the day with Sid. And asking you to help was actually her idea.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. I mean... She said, you know, she wanted to nice Uncle Joe to take us round with his lovely pony.
Oh, Uncle Joe, eh? Yeah. Happy to oblige, Mary. Oh, more than happy. Go on about me.
Alan, I wondered if you were coming in for lunch.
Possibly. Have we got company?
Company? Oh, you mean Lillian?
Yeah, I'm not really in the mood for her chuntering on about Matt again.
No, she's not budging from Nightingale Farm today in case he calls in.
She still hasn't heard from him?
No, not yet. And the longer it goes on...
The more frantic she gets.
I wish he was being more open with her.
About what?
Reason Yvette's divorcing him, for one thing.
What does it say on the petition?
Lillian doesn't even know if he's received it yet.
So she really is in the dark?
Yeah, completely.
Oh, it's probably irreconcilable differences.
There's no such thing in law, apparently.
No?
No. Unreasonable behaviour leading to irretrievable breakdown is the most likely reason Yvette will give.
You're very clued up.
I do know a little bit about divorce, Adam.
Oh. Yeah, sure.
And naturally, the gossip mongers will start throwing mud as soon as the word gets round.
They won't all necessarily stick to Lillian.
Oh, no, we'll all be in the firing line. What do you expect from a family like that?
You just have to ignore that sort of nonsense.
Yes, but I don't know what poor Mum will think. Do you want the twine?
Oh, please.
And of course I'm worried for Lillian.
Thanks, Mum.
She's not as tough as she makes out.
I know.
I'm afraid she'll fall apart if her suspicions are correct.
Then Matt's got another woman on the go.
Yes. Some silly young thing, all legs and giggles.
Well, I guess it won't be that much of a shock if he has.
No. But to be honest, what any woman sees in him, apart from his money, is beyond me.
He's very well connected. He's got status.
Hardly.
Well, you may not like him, but he's got a lot of business clout round here.
Well, even so.
And maturity's quite an aphrodisiac. A lot of women are drawn to older men.
Oh, yes. Well, I suppose they are. Well, more for them. Now, about lunch.
Yeah, I'll come in. I need something if I'm going out early this evening.
Oh, see you in.
And Owen.
Oh, I'm sure you'll have a good time.
Oh, Bartleby, come on!
It's no good hiding. Bring out your firewood.
Half blackcurrant, half strawberry.
Oh, thanks, Pat.
Can you sign?
Oh, yeah.
No, Helen says she feels more comfortable there now.
Oh, that's good. There you are.
Thanks. I wouldn't say she's actually enjoying the Welborough.
Well, no.
But she likes the yoga, and she finds the work on body image useful.
And is she eating any better?
She's making some progress. She's got another home visit on Friday.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and this time she can stay a bit longer than last week.
Oh, it's all been so hard for you.
Can't pretend it's been easy, but we're coping.
Did Tony say anything about fishing?
Yes. He wanted me to tag along with him and Mike on Saturday.
Well, it might not be a bad idea to have a few hours away from everything.
Perhaps. But sitting and freezing on a riverbank, I don't think so.
Me neither. Still,
yes, I know. I ought to have a hobby. Trouble is, I'm simply too busy to find anything I'd enjoy.
I'm sorry. It's a rotten time to call.
No, don't be
it's
silly.
It's all right. We finished lunch.
There's some coffee in the pot if you want it.
No, thanks. I only came to drop these off.
Ooh, photos of Mum.
Phil rooted them out. Some of them go way back.
Adam, these
Gran's
are...
Gran's birthday album, no. Do you see Kenton and the gang, Jill?
They were just leaving as I got here.
Where did he say they were going next?
The Cat and Fiddle, I think. Yeah. There's a stack of old floorboards in the backyard.
Oh, now, let's have a look.
Now, this is my favourite. Can you guess where it was taken?
Mum? Dad?
And who's that in the background?
George Fairbrother.
Oh, yes! Mm.
He was the father of Phil's first wife, Grace.
Oh, right.
So, this was before my time in Ambridge.
It's the Make Merry Fair, isn't it?
That's right. 1955,
oh,
Phil says.
Wow.
I don't know where you were, Jenny.
Oh, probably looking for Tony. He was only a toddler. He was a terrible handful.
The Merriel of his generation.
I hope she wasn't a nuisance here.
No, not at all.
Oh, it was lovely seeing her.
I only meant she's so inquisitive. She was into everything.
Oh, Daniel was doing most of the actual collecting.
It was thoughtful of Kenton to involve him as well.
Mm.
Give Shula a little break over half term.
Hey, don't let more than you can manage, Daniel.
Yeah, that's right. You go careful.
We'll help you as soon as Mary's finished her toffee apple.
And any more of that coffee left?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's just a thing to keep the cold off.
You worry about lanterns for your trick-or-treating on Sunday.
Mm.
I got two special pumpkins.
Oh, excellent. You enjoying that, Mary?
Oh, look at her. Tastes good, doesn't it, eh?
Well, I tell you, I heard a few grumbles in the bull yesterday.
Trick-or-treating isn't a proper British tradition.
Well, what's it matter if the kiddies enjoys it, eh?
Well, that's not very Scrooge-like. Thought you were meant to be getting into character.
Ebenezer Scrooge never had a taste of your brandy coffee.
Go on, Nick, go on. Finish it off.
Are you sure? Well, much obliged.
That's fair exchange for taking us round.
Ah.
Well done, Danny.
Kenny Burke's ready for a refill, show tomorrow.
Yeah, pretty much. Should be a good night.
I wouldn't mind going myself, ain't so much on. Looking after the turkeys, for one thing. Then there's me words to learn as well.
Of course, you know Danny's playing Tiny Tim.
Don't look scrawny enough, if you ask me.
Well, he's not as chubby as he used to be.
No stranger to a square meal, though.
Oh, right, right. So you want him method acting? Nothing but gruel till Christmas.
Hey, steady.
Hey, what's the matter?
Nothing. I just cut myself on a nail. That's all.
All right. Well, come here. Let's have a look. Oh, it's only a scratch.
I know.
Well, some of them nails are very rusty, mind. A bit of spit to clean it up won't harm.
Don't you ever stop, Pat.
Oh, the van's got to be kept clean. Was there anything wrong with the delivery?
Oh, no, nothing at all. But I remembered something just after you left.
Oh?
Look, I've been meaning to put this in the window for days, but I thought you might like first look.
Can you show me? My hands are wet.
Oh, here.
Borchester Leisure Centre. Winter activities. Mm,
look, I tell you what caught my eye. The jazz dance classes.
Oh.
I've always fancied having a go at that. And if you were looking for something to do as well...
Thanks, but...
No?
Not really.
Well, there's lots of other classes on offer.
Aerobics? Aquasize? To be honest, it's all a bit too bouncy for me.
Oh, well, never mind.
Oh, except the Tai Chi, perhaps.
What is that?
Helen's talked about it. Originally, it was a martial art.
Oh, gosh.
But now it's more a... series of gentle movements and exercises.
Oh.
Didn't you see Calendar Girls?
Yeah.
I was in that. It's meant to be very good for relieving stress.
And that's what you'd like to do?
I'd try it. If someone else was going. But if it's not your sort of thing.
No. Tai Chi sounds very interesting. Why don't we give it a go?
What for, Mum?
Well, it won't take a minute.
Well, Mary likes me around when she's having tea. I mean, what if it needs cutting up?
Phil cooked it for her. He'll be happy to help.
So, what's the big deal?
I've just had a phone call from Shula.
Ah, really?
Where do you think she's been all afternoon?
She was at the stables when I dropped Danny off.
And then she took him to casualty and had to wait 2 hours to be seen.
It was only a scratch.
It was quite a cut from a rusty nail. He needed a tetanus jab.
He told me he'd had every jab going.
Kenton, Daniel's not even 10.
Yeah, but he's very on the ball.
How's he supposed to know whether he's up to date on tetanus or not?
Shula's making a big deal out of nothing.
Nothing? With Daniel's medical history.
Well, I didn't mean...
What she meant to do when he comes home with a big cut covered in a dirty old handkerchief.
No, it was crumpled, not dirty.
You should have taken him straight to a doctor yourself.
Mum... Dave and I used to cut ourselves all the time when we were kids.
Your father and I took any injury seriously.
We didn't even know about half of them.
Well, when we did, we acted appropriately. And that's what you need to start doing.
Oh, come off it.
I mean it, Kenton. Looking after children means taking responsibility.
And I do. Kathy and I have divided up the week, so there's always one of us to look after Mariel and Jamie.
And when I see you with Mariel, I know you're a loving father.
Oh, well, thanks for noticing.
But it's got to go further than that.
I do know that, Mum.
There's no room for being careless, not with youngsters.
Oh, this is typical, Shula. She's gone right over the top.
She was worried and angry, like any mother would be.
Well, I thought I was doing her a favour, taking Daniel out.
I know your intentions were good.
That was the last time I'd bother.
No, don't say that. The children love being with you. You can learn from this, Kenton.
So, what am I supposed to do?
At the very least, call Shula and apologise.
What?
How would you feel if Mariel was hurt when someone else was looking after her?
Okay, I'll ring her.
Good.
Tomorrow, when she's calmed down.
As long as you do.
I've said I will, haven't I?
Then let's leave it at that.
I just don't see why my own family can't see it. I'm good with kids.
Kenton!
Look, if you have any doubts, just ask Cathy.
Tom is turning things over.
Coach doing a double page spread?
Yep, this Thursday.
Oh, that sounds good.
They're putting in a map of the whole Borchester sausage trail.
I hope they highlight Jack's and Ambridge Organics.
Yeah, me too. We'll have a cut-out voting form as well.
Oh, what, for people to send in afterwards?
No, no, to drop into boxes at all the different shops on the day.
Oh, I see. God, the arcs do get mucky in this weather, don't they?
Fresh straws soon sort them out. Yeah.
And when do you hear the result?
All the votes get collected at about 5 o'clock, just in time for Wayne Foley to announce the winner before the end of drive time.
Oh, so it's going to be on Radio Borsetshire?
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's get the fresh straw down.
Well, you're not bothered which, as long as one of them wins, then.
Well, first and second place, that's what I'm after.
Nothing too ambitious, then. Here, come on then, mate.
It'd definitely make Wesley sit up and take notice.
Wesley?
The new fresh products manager.
Oh, your supermarket guy? Mm.
Not certain he takes me seriously yet, but he's going to.
You haven't had second thoughts about using Jack's and Ambridge Organics?
No, no. I've got two products. I need two venues.
All right, well, that should do it. Let's swing the arc round a little.
Is Susan still all right for tomorrow?
You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's fine about it. Doesn't mind working Wednesday instead of Thursday as a one-off.
Got to make sure I've got enough samples for the big day.
I expect you'll get through plenty.
Hope so.
That's it.
Oh, I take it you're coming in to vote.
Oh, well, that wouldn't be right, would it? Not with working for you.
What's that got to do with it?
Anyway, I've got too much to do this week, Tom.
Oh, surely you can make the time.
No, not really. I've had another setback on the house.
Not again. What's happened now?
I told you the building inspector was due yesterday.
Yeah?
He only wants a whole corner taken down, doesn't he?
No.
Yeah, the first one we did. There's too much mortar dropped in the wall cavity, he says.
Oh, no.
The trouble is, he's right. There's far too much fallen in.
So it's making a bridge between the bricks?
Yeah, it might do. Then we'd have damp passing straight through.
Thought you'd be careful to avoid that.
Yeah, well, I was. That corner's all Mike Tucker's work.
Oh, and when you move it, be careful not to
knock the chute off the popper.
Yeah.
Owen has used popcorn makers before, Kenton.
Yeah, quite a few.
Yeah. All the same, you know, take good care of this baby. It's one of our real treasures at Jack's.
Yeah, right.
Well, thanks for bringing it home, Kenton.
Well, I've got to make some sort of contribution to the film show.
Oh, if you get the door, Kathy, I'll put it in the car.
Oh, okay. Mind you don't put it on the poppy tray.
Don't worry.
Yeah, see you later, Owen.
I'll be out in a minute. Peggy asked if we can sell poppies alongside the snacks.
That's a good idea. What time am I bringing the kids down? About 15:15?
Oh, definitely no later than that.
Uh-huh.
We're expecting the hall to fill up pretty quickly. What are they up to now?
Don't worry, I'll sort it out.
Right. Make sure Jamie changes out of that mucky T-shirt.
Will do.
And bring Meriel's jumper and jacket. The hall takes time to warm up.
I was going to.
And don't let her have any more sweet stuff. You should never have given her 2 bars of chocolate.
Kathy.
Oh, and Jamie's trainers.
Relax. Go and set up the film. Go on, off you go.
I'm going. But I don't want him turning up at his...
Go away. Jamie and Meryl are now being looked after by a childcare expert.
Oh, yeah.
What? Oh, but is this because of Shula?
No.
Look, she made a mountain out of a molehill.
Ah, it's wonderful to have you back, love. You're looking gorgeous.
Honestly. Is my face all right?
Is the bruising gone?
Yes, yes. No one will ever know. Now, why don't you go in the bedroom, unpack?
All right.
It's getting busy, so I'd better get down there.
Well, I'll come and help you in a minute. Sid?
Yeah, what's that, love?
What the heck's happened in here?
Oh, you don't mind a few flowers, do you?
A few? It's like walking into a tropical rainforest.
Oh, no, no, those are just the overflow from the living room.
Overflow?
Yeah, you'll see. Now, I must get on.
Sid, huh? Come in here.
Well, I did tell you, love.
You said a couple of well-wishers that sent floral tributes.
Yes, only they kept coming.
Well, chrysanthemums, carnations. Well, I don't know what those are with the berries.
I rather like this bunch. Peruvian lilies, the chap who delivered them said.
Well, they shouldn't be here, any of them.
Oh, I know.
Oh, these must have cost a fortune. Oh, this is awful.
I know.
Oh, you and your stupid story about Aunt Stella dying.
Hey, now hold on, Jolene. I had her making a very good recovery. It was Fallon who finished her off.
Yeah, and where is Fallon?
Well, she'd gone back to college tonight for some concert or other. Very convenient, if you ask me.
Oh, what on earth have the pair of you been playing at?
We were only trying to protect you, to keep the surgery on your eye as a secret.
Yeah, by telling half a Borsetshire I'm in mourning.
Well, things did get a bit out of hand, I admit.
Oh, it's so dishonest. Letting everyone buy flowers.
Oh, what's done is done. And I must say, the surgeon's done a first-class job.
I don't want to know, Sid. Oh, I feel so ashamed. We've taken advantage of everyone's goodwill.
Well, yeah. Your dad's been rather embarrassing.
Why didn't you stop it happening?
It was impossible.
Well, there must have been something you could have said.
Look, I can understand you being upset, Charlie.
Oh!
But there's no time for recriminations. We've just got to get our story straight.
So, two nachos and salsa.
Three, please.
All right, really going for it.
There we are. The next batch of popcorn's ready, Cathy.
You're a star.
Do you want me to take over serving?
But I'll see to Tom first, and then I'd better relieve Kirsty.
Well, she likes doing the door.
That's an impressive turnout.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Cathy's done really well.
Trek's a good crossover film.
Are your mum and dad coming?
No, mum's off to an evening class with Betty.
Oh, yes. £3, please.
Yeah, some sort of new agey thing. Can't remember what she said.
Oh, thanks. You'll have a job getting through all those, Tom. They're big portions.
They're not just for me.
Oh, I'm warm, Kirsty. The salsa's hot.
It's not that bad.
Oh, well done, Tom. Ah, there you go. Two nachos and salsa.
How much do I owe?
Settle up later.
Kenton?
Oh, cheers, mate. Mary hates queuing.
But you're not giving Jamie and Mary on that chance.
Sorry, Cathy, no time to chat. I can't leave the kids on their own.
But...
Cathy, can I have a couple of cans, please? 140, yeah?
We'll have to open a new case.
Well, where are you sitting, Tom? I'll bring them over when I go back on the door.
OK, end of the back row. Cheers.
I had no idea it'd be so busy.
There are only a couple of seats left now. Are Ian and Adam coming?
I doubt if Adam will. It'll be too much like enjoying himself.
What?
It was two cans, wasn't it?
Yes, thanks.
When we went for a drink last night, Ian and I couldn't get a word out of him.
Oh, I don't like these dark evenings. It gets lonely on your own in a caravan.
Yeah, I'm glad you came down. We certainly need the custom.
It is a bit quiet, isn't it?
It's this blessed film show in the hall. Seems to have pulled a lot of people in.
Oh, that's where Susan and Christopher are. They wanted me to go with them, but...
No. No, I'm not keen on cartoons either.
Oh, it's more because of Ivy.
Oh, yeah. The Arabians are going as well.
Yeah. And Ivy's one of those who has to keep telling you what's happening during the film.
Oh, yeah. That puts me right off.
Especially when you can see perfectly well for yourself.
Yeah, Roger Cracker's done it.
Looks like me and Mr. Booth are about the only ones not there.
Still, some of them will come in after the film.
At least it makes it easier for Jolene. Easing herself into work again. A quiet start.
Oh, yes.
It's good to have you back, Jolene.
Oh, thanks, Neil.
Me and Susan were very sorry to hear what happened to your aunt.
Oh, that's very kind of you. I'll have a look in the playlist.
When was the funeral?
Yesterday morning.
At 10 o'clock.
At St Luke's.
Oh. How did it go?
Quiet.
Not many there.
Only me, really.
And your sister?
Oh, yeah. Immediate family, that's all.
Oh, that's how it is when you get to a certain age. You outlive all your friends.
Yes. Well, they'll be desperate for ashtrays through there.
What hymns did you have?
Hymns?
Didn't you say...
Oh, what was it?
For those in peril on the sea.
Really?
Well, that was it, wasn't it, Charlie?
Yeah.
What an unusual choice for an old lady.
Yeah, Aunt Stella was always very concerned about sailors.
Mm-hmm. Bit of a lifelong obsession with her, always giving to those sort of charities.
That's right.
Oh, what a nice person.
Yes, she was. Excuse me. I really must check the plans.
I hope I wasn't talking out of turn, Sid.
No.
Only I can tell she's still very upset about her auntie.
Oh, yes.
You can see it in her eyes. There's a real strain in them, isn't there?
Hi.
Oh, you finally decided to come home.
Shh. Oh, sorry I'm so late. Oh,
that's all right.
I had to buy Owen a drink after it all finished.
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, he'd been such a great help. And then once we got talking, I lost track.
There was no worries. You both deserved a drink. It was a really great evening.
Did you think so?
It was fantastic. Well done.
Get a move up.
You know, everyone I spoke to enjoyed themselves.
Oh, I've got to admit, I was so relieved after the poor turnout last time.
You make a profit.
Big time.
Kathy, you don't have to keep whispering.
Oh, are they completely spark out?
Wide awake when I looked in a couple of minutes ago.
What?
Yeah, Jamie was reading and Muriel was playing with a little squeaky book that makes the noises.
Well, why aren't they asleep?
I'll give them a chance. They only went to bed about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, it's gone 11.
Oh, look, what's the point of half term if kids can't have the odd late night?
Going to the film was meant to be the treat.
They were still wide awake when we got back, so we just had to have one game of hide and seek.
You're not serious.
I tell you, Jamie is so good at pretending he can't see where Mary is. She loves it.
I can't believe we've let them start playing so late. Mary always gets hyper.
There was no point making her go to bed. She's got a bit of a chippy tum.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, so I thought it was better to let her stay up for a while.
No wonder she feels poorly after all you've let her eat.
Hey, don't blame me. Have a word with your Owen. It was his nacho set her off.
And buying her those. Sometimes I don't think you've got the least idea. Oh, Lord.
Relax. Oh, I'll go.
You stay there.
No, it's...
I'll see what the matter is with the poor little mite.
It's just tummy ache.
Oh, when I come down, perhaps it's time we discussed your so-called childcare skills.
Kathy, they've been enjoying themselves.
It's all right, Mary and love. I'm coming.
Look, they've had a great time tonight. Look, what is your problem?
Ruth has heard some important news.
That's it, Ben. You push too, go on.
David!
Good, let's fasten it then.
Does the pony need cleaning?
Oh, Sam will do it. Ben and I are seeing to the gates while he takes the cows up to Midsummer.
Good boy, Ben.
You're a long time dropping Pip and Josh off.
Well, yeah.
And Mum and Dad geared up for the big trip out?
Jill was finishing the sandwiches when we got there.
All right. What is it they're doing?
Taking the kids for a walk through the woods first, then into Borchester later.
Hey, what would we do without them at half term?
What are you after, huh?
You spotted a conker.
Go on, then.
Mind the puddle.
I thought Muriel was going as well, but Kent's changed his mind. He's taking her to the library instead.
What?
To choose some picture books. I think he wants to show he's a responsible dad.
Well, he can try.
Jill says there's some friction between him and Kathy about it.
Oh, don't tell me Kenton's been irresponsible. That is astonishing.
Hey, he's not even picking the conker up.
Shiny. That's what fascinates him.
And then I made a quick phone call.
Oh, yeah?
The surgery.
Oh, the results.
They've just arrived, and I'm all clear.
Oh, God, that's wonderful!
Isn't it? My lungs are fine. It was only a virus.
Oh, that is so. Oh!
Come on, you can have a hug too.
Oh, that is such wonderful news.
Oh, you come back.
I mean, I was sure anyway. Oh, I was almost sure.
It's the almost, isn't it?
Yeah. I've been worried sick, love.
Me too. But there's no need now.
That is the best possible news. Isn't it, Ben? Hey?
Yeah, Daddy's funny, isn't he?
So, come on. What are we going to do?
About what?
Well, to celebrate. Got to do something.
Before anything else, I'm taking the Hereford leaflets round.
Hey, that is really letting rip, isn't it?
I tell you, being able to do ordinary things without worrying, that's the real celebration. Good boy. You like this track, don't you? Oh, steady. Steady, Tolly. It's all right. It's all right. We'll stop here. Hello?
Lillian?
Oh, Matt, how nice to hear you.
Yeah, look, sorry about not calling soon.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
I've been in town for a few days.
Oh, London? Are you still there?
No, I got back to Borchester this morning.
Why didn't you tell me that? You had a good time?
Well, I wasn't there to enjoy myself, it was business.
Oh, anything, special?
Yeah, all sorts, but, look, I'm sorry for not getting in touch, it's just been crazy.
It's all right. Look, hold still, boy, it's all right.
What?
I'm on Tolly.
Oh, right. Have I called at a bad time?
No, not at all. I'm glad to hear from you.
Well, I did mean to...
It wasn't a complaint.
You know, I've had so many things to sort out.
I know, it's okay, Matt, it's okay.
Now I'm home, it's just piled up here as well. I've got a whole string of people to contact.
Oh, I see.
But you were top of the list.
Matt, I quite understand. You must be under the most awful strain at the moment.
Yeah, I think I can't manage it.
No, I realise that. But you mustn't push yourself too hard.
I'm not, and, well, as long as you aren't mad at me for not
bringing... No, of course not, no.
Good. Yeah, well, in that case, I'll...
But what are you doing this afternoon?
Well, like I said, I've got a lot of people to talk to.
I didn't mean all afternoon. I wondered if you had an hour or two spare, that's all.
I don't know, really.
It'd be nice if you were able to come over.
It's not very easy, Lillian. I'm not sure when I'll be free.
Well, whenever suits you. I'll be at home all afternoon. Give you a chance to relax.
I don't know.
No, only if you want to. But you do sound stressed.
I've had a couple of drinks while I put it straight.
Well, let's do that then. Look, you come to Nightingale late and we'll open a bottle.
Well...
And see, if you feel like it, I'll give your neck a rub. Try and get some of that tension out.
I don't know how long I could stay.
Well, doesn't matter. Just come and go as you please.
All right. Yeah, well, then, why not?
Are you sure you're doing that right?
Oh, hello, Ruth.
I thought you were meant to be putting the house up, not knocking it down.
Yeah, it's only this corner section needs fixing. Do you mind if I...
No, carry on.
No, a couple more taps. And that's another brick saved.
So what's wrong with it?
Oh, building inspector being fussy is all.
Ah, right.
But his word is law, so...
Down it comes.
Unfortunately. Have you brought the leaflets over?
I left them in the kitchen with Betty. You know, we're really grateful, Mike.
Oh, no hardship for me. Dropping some off on my milk round.
It's a great help.
Any time.
Can I show you one?
Oh, so this is it. Hang on.
In case any of your customers have got questions, some of them have bought from us before.
But it's steak, ribeye steak.
So they might think they've got to buy a whole quarter carcass.
Well, that's what you're normally doing, eh?
Yeah, but for Christmas we're breaking it down into separate cuts.
Got you.
So they can order as much or as little as they like.
Roll silver side, eh? I love that.
Don't worry, we'll see you right.
No, I'm not into it.
No, it's fine.
No, you pay me in forward if you've got any.
I noticed the green this morning. You've got quite a pile started.
That was mostly Kent, and I ain't got as much time as usual to collect this year.
No problem, we'll take ours down.
Oh, cheers.
Oh, and the only other thing, you've got prices per kilo here.
Oh, yeah, and a phone number and email for orders.
It's all pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I'll start getting them out tomorrow. Can I hang on to this one?
Yeah. The rest are in a box. Betty said she'd leave them by the back door.
Yeah. She went swaying like a tree in the breeze when you arrived, was she?
No, she was washing the pots.
And she was trying out her Tai Chi earlier.
Oh, Jill said something about that.
Yeah, she started with Pat yesterday. I meant to keep practising for the next class.
Does she like it?
Not exactly. Says it's a bit weird.
I've heard the movement's very controlled.
Wibbly wobbly, she calls it. But for some reason, she wants to stick at it for a while.
I didn't know you were here today, Mike. Oh.
Sorry, Neil, I'm holding him up.
Oh, it's all right. You've started taking the corner down.
Well, my mistake, so I'm putting it right.
You're being careful how you take the bricks out.
Don't worry,
Neil. Working like a real craftsman.
It's important we can use them again.
Yeah, I know. And I ain't billing you for the extra hours, so you can afford to crack a smile for once.
Oliver didn't look too happy.
We were meant to be autumn hunting today. Instead, he's running around trying to organise folk.
Four against the hunting band, huh?
Yeah. That's 4 and 5.
Yeah, but his area ain't about that, isn't it?
Four. And 5 makes 10.
What about the one for yourself?
Oh, no thanks. You've been kind enough already with the flowers.
Ah, they arrived, didn't they?
Yeah, while I were away. And they're lovely. But you shouldn't have.
No, don't give another thought. I was just sorry to hear what happened.
Yeah, me too, Jolene.
Oh, afternoon, Clifford.
Sid told everyone how close you were to your auntie.
He's made far too much of it.
No, it's all right, Jolene. There's no shame in being upset when something like that happens.
Yeah, that's right. And sooner or later, we all hit a rough patch.
Yeah.
Yeah, too right.
I'll see to Derek Fletcher, then I'll get your order, David.
Yeah, fine.
Right. Must be off.
Yep.
Yeah, I only called in for a shot. I'm surprised you aren't done by farms. I've got time for lunchtime and boozing.
Oh, no, Ruth and I are having a quick bite to eat when she gets here, that's all.
It's all right. You don't have to justify yourself to me, David.
Well, we don't often do it, but today seemed like a good day.
You want a drink?
Bye now, Jolene.
Oh, bye. Thanks again for the flowers.
My pleasure.
So what's Derek after?
He says there ain't enough crisps in his packet.
What are you meant to do about it?
Oh, gave him another one to keep him quiet. Now, is it half or a big one?
Ooh, I'll have a pint if I'm staying for lunch. Listen, is there room for me and Ruth in the restaurant?
Oh, we'll squeeze her in somewhere.
Oh, great. Should be here soon.
So, well, it's quiet at Brookfield, is it?
No, it's not that. Ruth's just got over a bug, and we thought we would do a treat.
Oh, quite right, too.
Yeah, the downside is that Linda caught me while I was still in a good mood.
Oh, no, that is dangerous. What's she talk you into?
Playing Dick Wilkins over here.
Oh, for a Christmas carol?
Yeah.
Here, Jolene.
Huh?
Are all the women going to look as good at this swirl thing?
Oh, you saw the poster?
Yeah, couldn't miss it. Have you seen it by the door?
Ah, I may have caught a glimpse on the way.
Oh, yeah.
Help yourself to leaflets. Fallon's printed plenty.
Absolutely gorgeous, that woman, on it. Hey, Neil, stop looking, you'll go blind.
Ooh, that's not too healthy, is it?
Ah, it's no good. I'll have to change the barrel, David.
No, that's fine. I'll wait.
2 pints of Shires, please, do you know
what I mean? A couple of minutes, gents. I've got to put a new barrel on.
The wait will only increase the pleasure, because Neil's buying.
Blimey, how'd you manage that?
I won't be long.
Yeah, it's only right, the extra work Mike's putting in on the house.
Hey, Jolene.
Oh, yeah?
Betty has said she did tell you last night how sorry we all are. Her, me and the kids.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. I must get down to the cellar.
Oh, still touching a nerve, isn't it?
Very much so.
I reckon she's taking it hard.
You ready for another drink yet?
Yeah, in a while.
Not being too rough, am I?
No, that's good.
Oh, your shoulders are so knotted. I've got some food in if you want to eat here later.
No, that's all right, I'm eating out.
Oh, OK. Feel the tension coming right out.
I'm not a nervous wreck, Lillian.
Of course not. I know food will be the last thing on your mind, but you know, if you do want a meal later in the week...
Look, just stop worrying about me, OK?
I can't help it, Matt. I don't want you to think you're on your own.
Ah.
Oh, too hard. Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I'm sorry. You've got to remember, I'm on your team now.
No, it's very kind of you, but I'm coping perfectly well.
I wouldn't expect any different. But divorce is a horrible thing to go through, even for big rough tigers.
Ah!
Oh, sorry,
yeah,
darling.
That's enough.
Look,
that's
enough. Sorry, look, I'll be gentler, I promise. Please.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Yeah. See? Now, you close your eyes again. Isn't that nice and relaxed?
Yeah.
Matt, I'm going to be there for you. All the way. Oh, and if you need a good solicitor...
I've got one.
Yeah, but...
Look, Yvette isn't taking me to the cleaners without a fight, OK?
I hope not. And you've seen this chap, your solicitor?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And was it useful?
Didn't tell me anything I didn't already know.
Oh, you see, now that is where my contact might be.
Lillian.
Useful. Well, he specialises in divorces where there's a lot at stake.
I know what I'm doing, thank you.
Well, I was only thinking, you know, if there are choppy waters.
Look, I'm happy to have a massage, everything else I can do for myself.
Yeah, I know, Matt.
So please, no advice.
No, that's fine.
Tom's hot on the trail.
What about having more samples on the counter?
Tom, one tray's fine.
But there's not much more than an hour left. Suppose there's a last-minute rush.
As I said last time you were here, we've had sausage trail customers all day and one tray has been plenty.
Yeah, but what if Wayne Foley walks in?
Well, there's no sign of Radio Baltimore so far, is there?
It could be your turn next. He's doing loads of venues and Jack's should look really sausagey.
Mind that, Ken, and these are hot.
I know he was at Carrington's earlier.
Yeah, bung them down, will you, Emma?
Don't bung them. Well, spicy barbecues need handling with care.
Oh, I heard a couple of people talking about Carrington's.
Oh, he was last year's winner, wasn't he?
I'm pretty sure it's between me and him this year. What did they say?
Not much, just how tasty his are.
Oh, don't tell me he's sneaking ahead.
I have to look in there on my way back to Amberjaw Organics.
Well, don't let us hold you up.
You are going to cut those up, aren't you?
Yes.
Think about presentation.
It's all under control, Tom.
So if you want to get going...
Right, yeah. Carrington's.
Yeah, and no need to rush back this time.
And encourage people to vote.
Yeah, see you, Tom.
Bye.
Oh, no, the 20th time he's been in.
He must be on elastic.
Yeah, OK, if I cut up the sausages, can you get back to serving? There's a chap waiting.
Yeah, OK. Am I still all right to leave at 5?
I expect we'll manage somehow.
I'll put in loads of extra time this week.
Of course it's all right. What is it tonight? Casino? Clubbing? Bungee jumping?
Buying and writing more thank you cards for the wedding presents.
Oh, thrilling. Can't you get Will to do all that nicey-nicey stuff?
Will? He's never in. The poor love's panicking about a big shoot next week. Mm-hmm. Right. What can I get you, sir?
But I wasn't doing anything wrong.
Oh, standing outside his shop, telling people to try your sausages instead.
I was simply pointing out the benefits of organic over traditional sausages.
Oh, no wonder Mr. Carrington gave you a mouthful.
I gave a good back. It was quite fun, actually. One bloke clapped and we took a bow.
Oh, yeah, well, don't push your luck.
Pity Wayne Foley wasn't there. And he hasn't shown up here.
No Ethel or Radio Borsage yet.
They're leaving it late. And the shop's too quiet if they do turn up.
Oh, it's the first time all day. We had a real crowd at lunchtime. It's been steady ever since.
It creates a bad impression. How about standing in the window?
Oh, no.
No, listen. With a plate of sausages.
Tom.
There's less than an hour to go.
No. Not even... No, Tom.
OK.
I did absolutely fine so far.
Yeah, sure.
We don't need any silly gimmicks.
All right. I'd better get back to Jack's. They're not so good at managing on their own.
Excuse me, sir.
Hey. Oh, blimmin' heck, it's Wayne Foley, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Doing interviews for Radio Borsage.
Hey.
And I couldn't help notice.
You remember me, Wayne, eh? Mike Tucker. Eh? Brenda's dad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she introduced us one time when she showed us around the studio.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I was wondering...
Yeah?
If you've got the echo because you're following the sausage trail.
Oh, no, completely forgot that was on, tell the truth. I only intend to pick up a new spirit level.
Oh, well, never mind.
Why, what did you want to do?
Well, I'm taping a few interviews with members of the public to go on my drive time show.
Oh, about the sausage trail?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, fire away.
But you're not actually doing it.
Well, anyone can ask a few questions about bangers, can't they?
Well...
Brenda's told me all about your vox pops, you call them, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
So, you needn't worry. I know what's called for. Always keen to help.
All right, then. I'll just ask you something to check the sound levels.
Ready when you are, Wayne.
So, what did you have for breakfast, Mike?
Right. Well, to tell the truth, that'll be after the milk round, of course. But, well, start with bacon and egg, a couple of rounds of toast.
Right, that's fine.
Thanks.
Oh, right. So, Mike, what sort of thing do you look for in a sausage?
Well, ain't fussy, really. Put it on a plate, I'll eat it.
Yeah, but the right blend of herbs and spices can make all the difference, can't it?
Not to me. Well, the type of banger smothered in brown sauce could be camel meat for all I care.
Right.
That the sort of thing you're after, is it, Wayne?
If you like, I can take a turn cooking.
That's very kind, but no thanks, Tom.
It'd give Frank a break.
No, he's quite happy.
Or I could stand outside with the tray of sausages.
I don't think so.
Offering them round.
They might put off our normal punters.
How about, since you're finishing soon, I take over serving?
I'm sure Ken and Frank will get by.
An extra pair of hands is bound to be useful.
But you must have so much else to do, Tom. We can't keep hogging you.
Yeah, well, obviously I'm busy, but...
And amazingly, we seem to give out a lot more samples when you aren't here.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. One final push, eh? I'll go and check how Kirsty's coping then. Bye.
Bye.
Damn, Emma. You'll be joining the diplomatic service next.
OK. Well, there aren't many customers in now and we've got the sound levels right.
Look, I'm not very good on tape, Wayne.
Oh, you'll be great. Now say what you really think, won't you?
OK.
Now, Drive Time listeners like lively debates.
All right.
And ready?
Yeah.
Now, I'm at Ambridge Organics, another venue on the Sausage Trail, talking to Kirsty Miller.
Hi, Wayne.
Kirsty's the senior sales assistant, and today she's in sizzling form, shifting sausages.
And we've had a lot of takers.
A little bird tells me your boyfriend's behind the brand you're promoting.
Yeah, that's right, Tom Archer.
So I guess there's a lot of rivalry between you and the other producers.
Well, not really, no.
Oh, but there must be a little bit of edge between you and your opponents.
Oh, I don't really think of them as opponents.
Well, if they win, you lose. Isn't that how it works?
We're all promoting awareness of good food, so I see it more as a team effort. Is that it?
You're being very polite.
Am I?
Oh, yes. It's been the same at nearly every venue.
Well, isn't that good?
It doesn't make for great radio.
Oh, sorry.
You can say whatever you like about the other competitors, within reason.
I'm up for that.
Oh, this is Tom.
Hi there, Wayne.
Hi. Any chance of a few words about the competitive edge to today's trail?
You bet.
I'll have to go straight in. I need to get back to the studio ASAP.
No problem.
Here we go. And now the man himself, the brain behind the banger, Tom Archer.
Hi.
Tom, I was having a natter with one of your rivals earlier, a Mr. Trevor Carrington.
Oh, yes?
And he said you two don't see eye to eye about sausage making.
Too right.
In fact, he said you were a little like your spicy barbecue sausages, too fiery for most tastes.
Oh, did he?
Any thoughts on that?
Oh, careful, Tom.
You want my opinion of his sausages?
Please.
Well, I think,
Yeah?
They're a very good product.
Oh.
For people of my grand's generation, they like Carrington's because they've got a safe, rather bland taste.
Bland, eh?
Yeah. I guess it goes back to the war and eating sausages with sawdust in. But most young people want real bite and taste, which is where my products score.
Right.
We're looking to the future. We're not stuck in the past.
Okay.
Oh, don't be so rude, Tom. Customers don't like slanging matches.
A bit of fun. Good publicity.
And let's just round it off.
So, where's all these free samples?
Oh, shut up, Mike. We're doing an interview.
Hey, ho. Oh. Still at it then, Wayne?
Yes.
Sorry. I won't say Dickie Bird.
Don't worry. That'll edit. Now, a final question, Tom. What's the big secret? What puts the bang in your banger?
Well, they're organic. They've got a much higher meat content than most.
I see.
And they come from Gloucester Old Spot pigs, living in idyllic, free-range conditions.
And you say happy pigs make for good sausages?
Mike!
I'm sorry about that. Have you seen his pig man, Neil Carter?
I don't think so.
As cheery as a line of wet washing, enough to depress any pig.
Where are the kids?
June has gone to play football with his dad.
All right.
I've left Mary in front of Pinocchio.
Hmm? You're not letting her watch that again, are you?
I needed 5 minutes to clear up after tea. You go through and do something with her.
All right, a minute. I'm exhausted. We had Tom's sausage trail on top of everything else.
Oh, yeah. I heard some of it on the radio.
Huh. What have kids been up to today?
Well, after breakfast, Mary needed her fringe cutting, so I did that. Then we had to buy Jamie some new trainers. And he left his key ring in the shop. You know, the long, stretchy one.
Uh-huh.
So we had to drive back to get it. Then I took them swimming. And Muriel grazed her knee in the changing room. So I had to hunt for a plaster. Then we came back for lunch.
Okay.
After lunch, I helped Jamie with his maths project while Muriel got on with her sticker book. Then we all baked some scones.
Oh, don't talk to me about cooking.
And then we did a big tidy up of their room. Had a walk.
Yeah, I think
Jamie and I helped Mary paint a picture. That was pretty well time for tea. So after I dropped Jamie off with Sid, we came back and got on with making it.
Yeah, right, fine.
I didn't get through half of what I wanted, though. So can you give Mary her bath?
What?
I forgot to go to the cash machine earlier.
You want me to bath Mary?
I won't be long.
Well, you can't be serious, Cathy. I've been working all day.
It's a good job we pulled up.
I didn't even see the gate was open.
It'll be some walker left it like that.
Probably. Come on, I'll get back in the car, Tom. It's chilly.
Why don't you come out for a moment, Kirsty?
What for?
The field looks good, with the moon on the arcs.
Oh, very romantic.
It's not meant to be romantic. I still get a buzz out of seeing them.
Really?
Yeah, knowing I've taken on what John started and kept it going.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is really great, Tom. But I'm cold.
Wonder if he'd have done things differently today. He'd probably have had more of a display at Jack's.
Oh, Tom! Tom, it's the results!
What? You're kidding already? What's he said?
Shh!
I'll turn it up, I can't hear it.
You heard some of the competitors talking earlier, but now the moment has arrived to let you know who's won.
Oh, get on with it.
It was a close race. Mr. Trevor Carrington has a very strong following. There was a lot of support for his prime beef. But by a margin of 19 votes, the official winner of the Borchester Sausage Trail is Tom Archer. Oh, well done, Tom Archer. Your bangers are the people's favourites.
Oh, yeah. You really said me? Yes!
To play for the winner, a little gem from Pinky and Perky.
Oh, shut up, William. Oh, that's brilliant, Tom.
I can't believe it.
You've won.
We all have. You, me, Susan, Stanley, everyone involved with Tom Archer.
As soon as we get home and change, you're taking me somewhere really expensive to celebrate.
I've won. Yes!
Oh, does that seem like a good idea?
Brilliant. Anywhere you like.
Oh, careful. I'm in a spending mood.
Doesn't matter. Once I've phoned Wesley, we are going to party.
Oh, there's no point ringing tonight. Supermarket offices are shut by now.
Then I'm leaving him a message. After this, they can't afford not to have my sausages in all their stores.
There's so many birds come through.
That's it. Send them back.
Mind. It always was leaky here.
Yeah, and of course, the estate contractors had to plough the other side yesterday.
Aye, that doesn't help. There you go. Now then.
And who'll get the blame if this drive makes poor shooting?
Ploughing's not your only problem, Will.
Oh, what's that? Oh, no.
Aye, someone's been fly-tipping through the edge. I'm in a flipping great gap.
Oh, and what's in the dip? Tires?
Aye, and some plasterboard.
Oh, if I get hold of...
Complete idiots.
All right, Meg. Good girl, wait there.
We'd better pull it out and patch up the gap.
Oh, that's just what I need.
Can you manage?
Yeah.
Look, I'll start on the tires.
I've sorted the beepers, but I wanted to get on phoning the pickers up next.
Have you got enough coming?
I think so. Fat Paul confirmed this morning. It's the others I wanted to be sure of.
Look, if you like, I'll clear this while you make your calls.
Ah, it's all right. I'll come back this evening and reinforce it with netting.
Oh, that could wait a day or two.
I'd rather get out of the way, George. There's so much else needs doing.
Oh, and what about that wife of yours? Have you gone off her already?
Of course not.
I doubt if she's seen much of you this week.
Well, you know...
Heart in the dark, back in the dark, eh?
Yeah. Even then, I'm not good company.
No?
Oh, I start falling asleep over tea and then wake up worrying in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's no way for newlyweds to carry on.
I feel bad about not seeing much of her, but I've got to get this right.
I know the feeling. You got to pace yourself or you'll burn out.
Yeah, it's all right, Meg. Oh, no. He's probably noticed the birds everywhere.
That's what I like to see, plenty of hard work.
Morning, Matt.
Morning. Everything shaping up for next week, Will?
Yeah, pretty much.
Excellent, excellent. I've got a couple of legal friends coming who are used to good shooting.
And they'll get it.
All things permitting.
They're better, so make sure you pull all the stops out.
That was Tom Archer on the phone.
Oh, what did he want?
He thinks we should put in a big order for his country pork sausages.
Yeah, I bet he does.
Before the supermarket snaps them all up. He's off to collect his sausage trail trophy now.
Oh, maybe you ought to feature them on the menu.
We'll have to be quick, he says. He's been in touch with one of the managers.
Oh, it's bitter,
he's getting back soon about the new orders.
Oh, morning, Joe. What can I get you?
Coffee, piping hot.
Well, I've just put some on. It'll only be a minute.
Good, I'm frozen through.
You go sit by the fire. I'll bring your coffee over when it's ready.
Yeah, well, actually, I want to use one of your computers if things is back to normal here after your sad loss.
It's business as usual, Joe.
Yes. We've moved on.
Yeah, well, I was hoping to find out about Alistair Sims on the internet.
Oh, ah.
Robert Snell tells me he was the best ever Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah, I saw that film. It was very good.
Well, I'm looking for tips. Is Mrs. Wunt very pleased with my performance again last night?
Do we need any more feed?
No. That'll be plenty for the operas.
Well, but, you know, before I shut the shed up. Hey, what's this piece of oak doing?
Oh, that...
Someone's made a neat job of sawing it.
Yeah, me. I want to make a nameplate for our house.
Oh, I thought that's what it looked like.
Yeah, I want to carve the new name on it. Give it to Emma as a surprise.
Oh, nice idea.
Don't know if it'll ever happen, though. Can't see myself having time for ages.
So, what do you call in your place?
Casanueva. Because of our honeymoon in Mexico, see?
Oh.
Yeah, it means new home.
Casanueva, not Casanova?
No.
No, I guess you wouldn't want that hanging outside your house.
No.
So, how do you spell Nueva?
N-U-E-V-A. It's Spanish.
Oh, is that right? Well, now, let's get these operas filmed.
The double, was it?
Yeah, please.
It's nice to see you in so regularly, Matt.
Not entirely by choice. I don't know how much you've heard about my circumstances.
Yes.
Home isn't very comfortable at the moment.
Someone did say something. Divorce, is it?
Legalised mugging, one night.
There we are.
Cheers, and a G&T, please, Johnny.
Oh, is Lillian joining you?
Yeah, she'll be here in a minute.
Oh, and she likes her ice and lemon, don't she?
Whatever, Sid Perks.
Any luck with the internet?
Oh, we found a few bits and pieces.
Oh, so you're one of the famed Silver Surfers, age, eh?
What's it you?
No, I'm impressed. You don't expect computer literacy from people of,
people of what?
One G&T.
Oh, cheers. And take for this gentleman's drink as well, will you?
Oh, well, that's very civil of him.
Here you are, Jack. Half a shot.
Yeah, take it out of that.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I haven't kept you waiting. Have I back?
No, I just got here. That's yours.
Oh, thanks, darling. Oh, Jolene, what a fabulous job, darling.
I'll get you a change.
No, I put it in the charity tin.
Well, who's a surgeon, darling? Anyone local, or did you go to London?
Surgeon?
You've been ill while you was looking after your auntie?
Ill? She hasn't been ill, Joe. She's had a first-rate nip and tuck round the eyes, haven't you, darling?
As a matter of fact, yes.
I knew there was something. You had plastic surgery.
Just a small procedure.
Yes. Nothing worth making a fuss about.
Your poor auntie leave you some money, then?
No.
I'm amazed you had time with fixing up her funeral and everything.
Well, the thing is, Joe, I ain't got a dead auntie.
But who did you bury?
No one. There was no Aunt Stella.
No Aunt Stella?
Oh, you sly dog, Sid. You never let on. That was why Jolene was away.
Yes, well...
Now, be fair, Matt. Girl's got to have her secret, hasn't she, Jolene?
Oh, that was the idea.
Yeah, but...
Look, I'll pay for the bouquet you sent.
Nah, no need. I've had enough pleasure from seeing you turn bright red. Now, where will we be sitting, Lillian?
Oh, let's try the corner, shall we, darling? You know, you'll have to give me the name sometime.
There must be an Aunt Stella. I put good money towards some flowers.
It was a silly little fib that got out of hand, Joe.
You mean to tell me, Sid and Jolene Perks, that when Kent and Aunt are collected for a floral tribute...
Joe, I'm sorry.
...and when I second thought I put my hand deep in me pocket, there was no Aunt Stella at all?
How much do we owe you, Joe?
My good heartedness was cruelly taken advantage.
You can have it straight from the till. £5, £10.
Well, you said I'd give for flowers, not like gone mad. Well, you mean don't matter.
I know it don't, Joe. It were very wrong of us.
It's outrageous. Well, I ain't sure I can ever drink here again.
Oh, please, Joe.
My faith in human nature has been shaken to the core.
Look!
Sid, cash up Matt's money and get back serving. But go on.
All right.
Joe, sweetheart. I know this has come as a shock to you.
Straight away, you got me 20 pences out.
But surely you can make allowances for a foolish woman's mistake.
Who?
You see, time comes when a woman worries she's no longer attractive to men.
You're a fine figure of a woman, Jolene Perks.
And as truthfully as I'm taking hold of your hands now, I never intended to seriously deceive anyone.
Well, I suppose not.
Well, it was foolish vanity, that's all. Can you forgive me, Joe?
Well, you don't rightly know.
Would a drink on the house help?
Matt Crawford paid for this one.
Well, then the next. And the one after that and all. And it will do the same for everyone who sent flowers.
It'd take a heart of stone to say no.
Oh, thank you, Joe. That means so much.
I forgive you, Jolene Perks. And, you're right, you look quite nice.
You haven't finished work already, eh?
No, I'm on an extended break. Ken knows me so many hours.
Yeah, too right.
So, thought I'd come back and fix you lunch. Boots!
It's all right, I'm taking them off.
And you no need to worry about tea tonight.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I know it's my turn, but I'll never get to the shops.
It's okay, I'm doing it.
But that's not fair.
It doesn't matter. I know how much your first season in charge means to you.
You sure am?
Yeah, I want to do it.
Thanks. It's all right, this marriage lark, isn't it?
So the petition hasn't actually come through yet?
No. Anything else you want to know about me, Oliver?
Tiger, don't get upset. Not all your muscles tensed up again, do we?
I'm all right.
Yeah, you know, if you did have half an hour for a massage...
I told you, Lillian, this can only be a quick
fine, drink.
I'm in Ambridge on a state business, then I'm spending the afternoon with the accountant.
You do what you have to, Tiger. In fact, it works out better for me if you're busy.
Well, good.
Well, I promised Alice I'd take her shopping sometime this week. I'll go back and see if she's free.
Fine.
Well, I might as well make a move now. But don't you hurry your drink.
No, I won't stay much longer. He's expecting me at 2.
Well, that gives you time for another one. You just relax. I know you'll get in touch when you can. Bye for now, darling.
Yeah, bye, Lillian.
Leaving already?
Oh, that's life in the fast lane for you, Sid. See you.
Yeah, bye. Hey, Lee's dead.
Yeah, take one.
Can I get you anything when I get back to the bar?
Something to make divorces go away.
Oh, yeah, I don't think we've got a bottle of that.
Yeah, pity.
That bad, is it?
Oh, you should know. You've been through it yourself, haven't you?
Yeah, yes. And I wouldn't want to face it again for the world.
What? See, what I hate is seeing everything I've built up over years, the whole business, being pulled apart.
Wife wants her full share, does she?
Oh, yes. Straight 50-50. Huh. I don't remember it being like that when there was work to do, but...
That's how the courts are now, aren't they?
Too damn right.
I know how hard it was hanging on to this place when me and Kathy split up.
It's not just Yvette, either.
No?
No, no. When there's blood in the water, all the sharks move in.
Huh?
They're on top of you before you've even had time to think. Has the petition come through? Yeah, it's your solicitor in England.
Oh, yes, I see. Well, I'm sure Mrs. Bellamy only means to help. But you know the best thing you can do, Matt.
Oh, I wish I did.
I mean, I've never had your kind of wealth, but a bloke going through a divorce these days has got to hide the money.
Oh, yes.
From both women, if need be.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Wetburn. And that programme is dedicated to Graham Roberts, who died yesterday and who played George Barford.